Here at McCook County 4-H Achievement Days in Salem, I'm J.P. Skelly on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, joined today by Abby Chase. She's a member of the St. Mary's Rangers 4-H Club and has been in for 4 years. Abby, thank you for joining us today. And what kind of projects do you have here at Achievement Days?
Well, I should do art and stuff, and then I also show a steer.
What kind of steer do you show?
Crossbreed.
How do you get it ready for showing?
We walk them a lot in the summer and then just comb them and feed them and do stuff like that.
And so what are the judges looking for in a steer?
I don't know. My brother kind of helped me on that stuff.
So main thing is showing is your specialty.
Yeah.
Now I understand also puzzles are your specialty. Tell us about some of the puzzles you have here at Achievement Days.
Well, I have two cat ones, and then I have a candy one. And then I also do them with my friend, so she has a cake one and then two dog ones.
Now, how long does it take to put those puzzles together?
Well, we just do them over the winter, so we don't really like have a timing. Just like on winter days when we don't have anything to do, we just hang out and do them.
Okay, now how do you keep them together?
Well, we use Mod Podge after they finish, and then we put them in a frame.
All right. And so, why did you select the cat puzzle?
Because I love cats.
Oh, we'll get to that in a little bit. Now, I understand you also have another project that involves mason jars. Tell us about that.
So, me and my mom do this, like, mother and daughter thing. Well, that's what I kind of call it. We just started this year, and our friend's swing set fell down, so they cut it into pieces, and then we used, like, the wood from the swing set and put it in, like, the back, and then we painted mason jars and then wrapped, like, ribbon around them and then put flowers in them.
How long did that take?
We just did it one night as a group and didn't take much.
How about some projects for the future? What are you thinking about trying there?
I don't really know about project-wise, but I want to show cats next year, maybe.
Really? Why would you want to show cats?
Because I have a lot of them, and I have some really cute ones that I want to show.
By saying a lot of cats, how many of that is a lot?
10 to 13-ish right now. I have a lot of kittens.
So how do you get a cat ready for showing?
I would have to do a lot of YouTubing because I don't really know, but I was planning on watching the cat show this year to kind of like see what I have to do.
Now, being that you have 10 to 13 cats, how would you select one for showing?
So we found, this year, my cat had kittens, and then she had this cute orange fluffy one, and we called it Garfield. And I went to go get him this morning, because he wasn't outside of the garage, and I saw a snake, and I went screaming, but I was okay. Okay.
Well, being that you'll probably show cats then next year, you've got plenty of time to prepare and get back into the garage, don't you?
Yeah, lots.
Abby, is there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
Not that I know of right now.
If someone were to approach you and ask you about your 4-H experience and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, at the beginning, I didn't want to do anything because it just sounded like I didn't want it. Like, showing steers, I didn't want to do it because I just was scared. But my mom made me anyway. And I ended up liking it a lot.
Well, Abby Chase of the St. Mary's Rangers 4-H Club, thanks you for visiting with us here at McCook County 4-H Achievement Days, and best of luck.
Thank you.
It's Abby Chase at Cook County 4-H Achievement Days in Salem.